from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Obey. Northern College's inclusive cultural lead says several of its programs and services go a long way to help educate students, teachers, and staff regarding the Indigenous community. Stephanie Tamming says professional development, such as drum making and taking staff and teachers to visit Moosonee and Moose Factory to understand living in an isolated community, are important parts of the process.
It's a joint effort, and I think it comes down to truth and reconciliation and being able to walk alongside each other, do all these different initiatives to raise awareness, the knowledge, and bring that understanding to people and working together.
Tamming says one of Northern College's most popular events is the powwow that will celebrate its 20th year next month. She adds the event has been growing every year and organizers are looking forward to another great turnout. Timmins Police Service is looking for your help to identify a fourth male in an assault and robbery that took place in early July. Police say a 32-year-old man was assaulted and robbed by four men on Wilcox Street on July 2nd. Three of the men were arrested and have been charged. Police are looking to locate the fourth person. We have a photo on our website and you can contact Timmins Police Service if you have any information to share. Canada plans to temporarily ban the import of handguns into the country. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino says the temporary ban will go into place on August 19th. It will be in effect until a national freeze takes over. It means that individuals and businesses will no longer be able to import handguns into the country, with limited exceptions. Mendocino says the temporary ban doesn't need approval of Parliament because it uses a regulatory measure that comes into effect in 2 weeks. A bill was introduced by the Trudeau government in May to implement a national freeze on buying, importing, selling, and transferring handguns. That legislation is expected to pass in September when Parliament resumes after its summer break. Health Canada is warning people in Ontario about counterfeit COVID-19 test kits. The health agency says the BTNX rapid response antigen tests were sold in 25-pack boxes by a distributor named Healthful Plus. The company doesn't have required license to sell the products in Canada. The packages are labeled as manufactured by Health Advance Inc. If you suspect you have a counterfeit kit, you shouldn't use it and you should throw it away. You can report suspected counterfeit medical devices to Health Canada. And for these stories and more, you can visit MyTimmonsNow.com.